What type of fats should you avoid? Dietitian Reviewed by Zornica Stoicheva. This article is professionally reviewed by the registered dietitian Claudia Hleib. This audio article is part of the Raw Beauty Source audio blog. Healthy diet consists of a balanced consumption of proteins, carbs, and fats. Yet, the different types of fats, unsaturated, saturated, and trans, affect your body and health in distinct ways. And while the healthy fats, called unsaturated fats, are associated with positive health effects, the American Center of Disease Control and Prevention raises awareness about the increased risk of chronic disease development and overall mortality due to high consumption of saturated and trans fats, along with overconsumption of sugar and sodium. That being said, most Americans exceed the dietary recommendations for saturated fat consumption on a daily basis. But what exactly are saturated and trans fats, and why are they unhealthy? Which foods are rich in these? How much of them can you consume? How to offset the negative effects of those fats? This article will guide you through the answers of all of these questions. Let's dive in! What should you know about saturated fats? Saturated fats are basically fat molecules that are saturated with hydrogen molecules. And while that is confusing for most people, you can easily recognize saturated fats by looking at their physical properties. They're usually solid both at room temperature and when refrigerated. What foods are high in saturated fat? Saturated fats can be derived both from animal and plant sources. Examples include butter, animal fat, fatty meat, processed meat, full-fat dairy foods, chicken skin, palm oil, coconut oil, cocoa butter. Why are saturated fats bad for you? According to a 2020 review paper published in the Journal of the American College of Cardiology, eating high amounts of saturated fats could be related to increased risk of developing various health conditions, including 1. Increased LDL cholesterol, also known as bad cholesterol. 2. Heart disease. 3. Weight gain and obesity. 4. Metabolic syndrome. And 5. Type 2 diabetes. That being said, the same sources looked into the results of numerous systematic studies that have found no association between saturated fatty acid consumption and increased risk of heart disease. In fact, some of those studies suggest a positive link between saturated fat consumption and a lower risk of stroke when consumed in limited amounts. Taking these findings into account, it's important to consider the quantity and quality of the consumed saturated fats when evaluating their health effects. In that sense, the American Heart Association recommends the following dietary guidelines. Consuming saturated fats should not exceed 6% of your daily calorie intake to prevent increased risk of heart disease and obesity. Here's the advice from the registered dietitian Claudia Hleib. Quote, fat is an essential component of the diet, but it is important to prioritize healthy, unsaturated fats over saturated and trans fats whenever possible. All foods and fats are fine in moderation, but the more you can displace saturated and trans fats from the diet, the better off you'll be. Consume more plant-based fats and seafood instead of fatty meats and full-fat dairy products in order to decrease the amount of saturated and trans fats in the diet. End of quote. What should you know about trans fats? Trans fats can be either natural or synthetic. The natural form of those fats is present in minimal quantities in animal products. However, the type of trans fats everybody's talking about is the synthetic, artificially created one. It is made from vegetable oils and additional hydrogen molecules to make those oils more stable, solid, and with long shelf life. On the food labels, those fats are often indicated as partially hydrogenated oils. What foods are rich in trans fats? Trans fats occur mainly in processed and packaged foods, including cakes, cookies, pastries, chips, packaged snack foods, packaged sauces and dressings, flavored popcorn, fast foods, margarine, shortening. Why are trans fats unhealthy? Similar to saturated fats, the health effects of trans fats are mainly related to coronary damage and weight gain. According to the U.S. National Library of Medicine, the consumption of foods with hydrogenated fats may lead to the development of the following diseases and health risks. 1. unbalanced cholesterol profile. Trans fats increase the LDL, bad cholesterol, and lower the HDL, good cholesterol. 2. Increased risk of heart disease and stroke. 3. Artery buildup. 4. Increased risk of metabolic syndrome and type 2 diabetes. 5. Obesity. How much trans fats should you eat? The American Heart Association suggests that trans fats have no beneficial effect on your health and body. In that sense, the association recommends cutting back on foods that contain hydrogenated fats. So the less you eat, the better. How to eat more healthy fats? Eating more healthy fats or reducing the consumption of unhealthy ones can be easy when you make the right dietary choices. Next, you will hear some suggestions about substituting saturated and trans fats-rich foods. 1. Use olive oil for cooking instead of butter, margarine, or coconut oil. Cook or prepare your food at home from scratch instead of eating out or using pre-cooked packaged meals. 2. Include more fish and seafood into your meals to substitute red meat. If you go for red meat, choose lean, non-fatty cuts. 3. Instead of full-fat dairy foods, choose their skimmed or low-fat version. 4. Go partially plant-based. This can help you cut down saturated and trans fats from animal products. 5. Include more nuts and seeds into your diet, as a snack or as a part of your meals. 6. Instead of frying your foods, choose other cooking methods like baking, boiling, or air frying. Frequently asked questions about unhealthy fats. What fats should you avoid? Avoiding the consumption of trans fats, present in processed and packaged foods, and limiting the intake of saturated fats, oils sold at room temperature and when refrigerated, can improve your diet quality and reduce the risk of various health conditions. What are unhealthy fats on keto diet? Or keto diet or not, trans and saturated fats can be associated with increased risk of obesity and heart disease. Therefore, these two types of fats can be considered as unhealthy for all individuals, not only those on a keto diet. How to avoid trans fats? You can easily limit your intake of trans fats by reducing the consumption of processed and packaged foods like chips, cakes, instant foods, sausages, ham, and flavored popcorn. Can you avoid saturated fat completely? Diverse and healthy diet consists of a balanced intake of both unsaturated and saturated fats. In that sense, there is no need to completely avoid saturated fats, but simply reduce their consumption to 6% of your daily calorie intake. Why are solid fats unhealthy? Solid fats are often saturated fats. Excess consumption of these is associated with unbalanced cholesterol profile, increased risk of obesity, heart disease, metabolic syndrome, and other related health conditions. Thank you for listening to this article. For more audio articles, visit the Raw Beauty Source audio blog.